tell you.
You're so good to me.
I came to tell you.
You're so good to me.
I came to tell you.
You're so good to me.
You know.
Yes, sir. set free. There's been a revival in my heart. Give me. Things I used to do. I just don't go the place I used to go. There's been a revival in my heart since you gave me a brand new start. What a wonderful change has come. What a wonderful
change has come over me.
Since I've been set free, there's been a revival in my soul. Just don't do the things I used to do. I just don't go the place I used to go. There's been a revival in my soul since the Lord has made me whole. What a change.
No other God. and how we love your name, Jesus, beautiful one. We love your name, and how we love your name, Jesus, beautiful one. We love your name.
Oh, I know you love his name, huh? Glory to God. I love his name as well. God bless you and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, as always, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you far and near so much for catching the wave. You can lock in right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, NFIradio.com, or you can listen with your mobile phone. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network, also on Facebook, and with your mobile phone, dial 347-215-8049. It's always our pleasure to play some of the very best gospel music around the world, the old, the new quartet, and contemporary gospel music, as well as contemporary Christian music. All of it's right here on this network, and the Word of God with these awesome men and women of God that come forth each week on this broadcast. All right, well, look, we are so grateful to bring to you the music right here from Studios 1 and 2 in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music. I'm excited about what God's about to do. What about you?
There is a name I love to hear. Love.
I'm believe somebody in here really does love him. Let me hear everybody that love him shout, glory!
Glory!
Yeah, yeah. Feel mighty good in here, y'all.
Lord, I'm in your presence again, thanking you, Lord, for blessing after blessing after blessing.
Thank you. Thank you for a new
after blessing, Lord, just keep
him. You owe him praise.
26 minutes after the hour. What a time we've had thus far giving God praise. And if you haven't had time to praise God, give him praise right now. Go ahead and just wave your hand and say, God, I just thank you, God, for your love and your kindness. I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, because he is truly worthy to be praised. Let's continue now with more great gospel music. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina, with this young lady that many of you know. She's been singing for years. I'm speaking of Frederica Faison and the Christian Angels. You're catching the wave here live from Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
Looking back over my life, so many heartaches, pain, and strife. There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home, but Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you, because I knew you were there. I didn't have money to pay all my bills. Couldn't even tell nobody. Oh, because I was so ashamed. You dried every one of my tears, took away all my
sunshine.
in the midst of my trials, in the midst of my storm. But even when I get down, down to the bottom, you didn't leave me. You never leave me. And when everybody walked away, when everybody was gone, oh, Jesus, Lord, you've been a father for me. Lord, you've been a mother when my mother was gone. If it's anybody here, whatever you need, he'll make a way. He'll be your mother. He'll be your father. You owe it to praise. If you've been sick, if he healed your body, you owe it to praise.
Stella
Warden,
Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired. You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
All right. Thank you, guys. Certainly appreciate that. Look, we've got more music right here coming your way all the way up to 8 o'clock today. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I believe I feel this thing. Somebody said it must be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even in the midst of battle, I'll be alright. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even when I'm feeling in it, maybe pressing me down. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even if I toss and turn, I'ma sleep tight. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Cause I know the greater one is in my life. And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong.
Mama, I was too refreshed by the vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Don't try to hold the pain in, baby, you can cry.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Even in my darkest night, I'ma sleep tight.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because I know the greater one is in my life.
And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. I can't do this on my own.
I'm ready.
keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. I am forgetting what's behind me. I have finally decided I'll be moving on. I'm moving on. Right. I'm moving on.
My mother told me. She told me
forgive yourself. I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
Hey,
I'm moving on.
Hey,
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 hey.
I know my review can't compare to what God will do with my life. And I am
myself, I'm bringing light to your parties. Yeah. Holy Ghost, you rectify the mind, I'm naughty. Without you, it's powder, I'm a dry land. Without your power, I'm a nightmare. Nothing but trouble, saying by me. Can't have two minds on a diamond. My brother called me, I could count me. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands. Yeah. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands.
Bring my moving truck in.
Gotta go.
Told me we're moving, I'm in God's hands. Told me we're moving, I'm in God's hands. Told me we're moving, I'm in God's hands.
Trouble won't last always. They say it don't last always.
when the going gets tough. It won't last, trouble won't last away as you've been through too much. Honey, you can't give up. Cause when the going gets tough,
Twenty 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Going back down memory lane, and that's the late great, I call him the Iceman, the late great Mr. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. And, you know, he said the things that we are around, something need to change. He's talking about a change, right, huh? And, you know, we've been talking about a change for years, but it still seemed like instead of moving forward, we go forward just an inch, then we end up going back an inch. It's never going forward totally. It's back and forth. So that means that there is a war going on between good and evil. And you know the enemy, the devil himself, do not like to see things going forward. He don't like to see the Lord blessing you in so many ways. He don't like to see your family happy and knitted and joined together in unity. He don't like to see people receiving blessings after blessings. That's not his job. His job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But one great thing that we can always be so grateful and honoring the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came that we may have life that more and abundantly. And that's why you have to focus yourself and stay in focus and understanding how important and valuable God's word is. His word is like a two-edged sword. It cuts in as well as coming out. And when you bring forth the word of God, the devil is going to always try to stop and hinder you from receiving God's word. And it's just that simple. And it's been like that ever since from Genesis. And it's going all the way into Revelation. And we are in these last days. These are perilous times where you're seeing men against men. You're seeing fathers and sons against fathers. You're seeing daughters against mothers. And all of these things that are happening, you're seeing it, and it's being revealed in this day and time. So not only we need to pray, we need to do more and pray. We need to have some action to come behind it, because we can pray all day, but if you don't have the faith to put something in it, then you don't expect to get nothing out of it. God bless you. You're catching the wave live right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
Brought me from misery, and I can't. Have you been good to you?
You are the Lord.
Have you been good to you?
You are the Lord.
Oh,
I can't forget.
Oh,
I
love
you.
If I couldn't say a word.
Feel it. My. I'm glad about it. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad about it, and you ought to be glad, too, that Jesus is alive and well, and thank you again so much. Those of you around the world, we are an international network where you can log in anywhere in the world. That's right. Asia, Africa, Israel, China, Australia, Brazil, the United Kingdom, North Carolina, New York, California, Chicago, Detroit. Oh, my. I could continue to go on and name Florida, Wisconsin, Ohio. Oh, to God be the glory. You know, we are right here to bring to you some of the very best in gospel music around the world, and it's an honor. An honor and a privilege to do this, that souls may be reached around the world. And, you know, we have the Word of God also right here every day. And it's not that you're not only getting music, but you're getting the Word of God. And you know, and that's something we need on a daily basis, because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you ever need the Lord, you certainly need him now. All right, well, look, it looked like we are right at the top of the hour. What I've got to do is as simple as 1, 2, 3. I've got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID, and when we come back, you don't want to go anywhere, because I've got something for you that I know you're going to very, very much enjoy. We'll be right back right after this.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
When I wanna cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by. And I hold on,
hold on.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Hold on,
hold on.
Don't you worry.
Don't worry about a thing.
Hold on,
hold on.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Hold on,
hold on.
Everything
will be alright.
Some people like to worry. Some people like to hide. Some people like to run away from the pain inside. Now it's your business. Do whatever you want to do. But if it don't work out, here's what you ought to do. Now just hold on.
Started out a long time ago. Mama once again, thanking you, Lord, for blessing after blessing after blessing.
16 minutes after the hour. What a wonderful selection there, and we had a request to play that again, so we did that just for you. Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and always excited to bring to you the very best in gospel music. Look, want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of DeKalb, Georgia. That's right. We're on out of DeKalb, Georgia, channel 25 every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. And for those of you who will say, well, I can't get that. Yes, you can get it. You can get it. We can also allow you to live stream us. So you can live stream us. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, that's live stream, DEKALB25.com, and you can live stream us right there every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., 5 o'clock p.m., for the very best in quartet music and contemporary gospel music. You can watch it right there out of Georgia every Saturday. That's right. It's the top 10 gospel video countdown of the month, and we feature quartet as well as contemporary gospel video. So if you love quartet music and you love contemporary gospel music, then you want to tune in and watch the top 10 video countdown of the month. That's every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, live streamers, DEKALB25.com. I'll be right there hosting the program. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music. Somebody said, well, look, are we approaching the bottom of the hour? That's close to it. It's 20 minutes after the hour. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for catching the wave.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's the B.O.B. bounce. And it's about to get real. Let's go. It's about to get real.
The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. step, 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 step up. Accent still matter fashion. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Step up. Accent still matter fashion. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Turn it out to the right. Clap, clap, step up and watch God. Step back and watch God. Turn it out to the left. Clap, clap.
Yeah.
setting in this Thursday morning, February the 2nd, 2023, is Eldress Belinda McCoy, along with Evangelist Anthony Evans. Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning to all of you that are listening this morning on our Thursday morning broadcast. We want to thank you all for joining us. We also want to thank our pastor, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, along with Reverend Thurman Kearney, for allowing us to be on the Thursday morning Bible study. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist, if he will, lead us in prayer and begin our Thursday morning Bible study.
Good morning. Most heavenly and all-wise gracious Father, we thank you for another day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you, Father, for assembling us here over the airways that we might study your word to show ourselves approved. We pray, Father, now that you'll come and sit with us, if only for a little while. We pray, Father, that you will open our hearts and our minds that we might study your word, that we might hide it in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. We pray, Father, that you'll forgive us for our sins, be they word, mind, or deed. We pray right now, Father, that you will allow us to study your word, understand it, that we might be able to walk in the light of your newness of life. We pray right now, Father, that you will come and heal the sick and the brokenhearted, that we might be better people after hearing what you must say to your people on this day. Now we pray, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and our redeemer. This morning's Bible study is entitled Wisdom and Foolishness, which is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. The devotional reading will be found in the 25th division of the Psalm, verses 1 through 15, which basically says that we should put our trust in the Lord, for he won't let our enemies triumph over us or put us to shame. He'll show us his ways and guide us in the ways of his truth, for he is our Lord and Savior, and he is the one of great mercy and love that does not remember the sins of our youth, but instead instructs us in the ways of righteousness, because the Lord's ways are loving and faithful toward those who keep his commands and the demands of his covenant. The key verse here today is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. And from the King James Version, it reads as such: "And the base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught that are, that no flesh shall glory in his presence." The NIV version states it as such: "God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him." Seems as though it's almost like it's a twisting of words, but it basically helps us understand that God didn't choose philosophers, statesmen, or great orators, or men of even great wealth, but God chose people with humble spirits, people of humility, because at the end of the day, no one would have or even try to take the opportunity to steal God's glory for anything that he's trying to do here on earth. Verse 29 pretty much explains, no one is going to be able to boast or brag about something they did or did not do because of the power of God. At the end of the day, as we say so eloquently, all praise belongs to God. And there's no man who's going to be able to say, I did something or I didn't do something. It's only going to be that they're going to be able to say that God did it. The lesson aims here today are contrast God's wisdom with the foolishness of people. Number two is to affirm the wisdom in following Jesus Christ. And last but not least is perform actions accordingly as they are strengthened by Jesus. The background scriptures here are from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. And the printed passages are also from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. As we start into 1 Corinthians, Paul here has to send a letter to the Corinthians because there's a conflict within the church at Corinth because there's division within the church as to who is actually the leader of the church or who is in charge, because one group of people decided they were baptized under one person, and one group says, well, we were baptized under Paul, or one group is we're baptized under someone else, and no one understood that they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So Paul had to distinguish the difference as to who was who. And Paul basically said, I didn't really baptize anyone in my name. So we need to understand that Christ is the one who's in charge, because we come to preach Jesus Christ. And not to go too far into it, I will let Mother McCoy finish out what we're getting started. Mother McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Evan. We see that our topic today is wisdom and foolishness. And the topic today is letting us know that with our own thinking of how we as human beings, you know, our wisdom is only foolishness to God, and his greatness is only foolishness to us, not being able to understand him by not having a relationship with him. And our introduction today is giving us an example of how, you know, when we used to play back in the day, when we used to play dodgeball or baseball or any type of game, you know, and even in school, you know, we were having a spelling bee, and you had to choose the teams. And what we would do, you know, what the person, the leaders of the group would do, they would always try to choose the best ones, you know, the ones they felt like would be the best ones, you know, on the team. And they would go first, and then the people that may not be as affluent, or people that may not be as agile as or good player, they would always be left behind and would never be picked first. And so our lesson today is telling us that's the way we are, but that's not how God doesn't operate in that same manner. And it's bringing out, you know, the things that Jesus had brought out, you know, many, many times, how God's ways are not our ways, neither are his thoughts our thoughts. And who God uses, God don't look for the affluent. God don't look for the ones with the most intelligent, the most popular. You know, that's not the one that God looks to use. God, as the evangelist said, God looks for the humble. God can use anybody, because it's not him, it's not the people, it's him using the people that's going to make the difference. And that's what we have to understand. God don't use, he's not looking for the brightest. He's not looking for the most highly skilled, because God himself, he's self-sufficient. And God chooses the least likely candidate to accomplish this person, the one we feel like that is useless, the one we feel like that can't do it. These are the ones that God uses. And when God uses these people, and what God uses, and I should say these people, when God uses us in that manner, it's letting the people know that it's God and not us that's doing all this. And this is what we're talking about today. You know, what do we mean by foolishness? And we're looking at 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 18th through the 21st verse. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. And when you read it at home, read both the King James and the NIV version. And it says, in the NIV version, it says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent, I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe." Paul is explaining, you know, that preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, specifically the cross and the crucifixion, it's the power of God. And Paul himself confessed that God did not send him to baptize the people for the sake of making converts, but to preach the gospel with simplicity, without diminishing the power of the cross of Christ that leads to eternal salvation. So, Paul, if you study Paul, if you know anything about Paul, you know that Paul was very affluent. Paul was very educated, and Paul knew the scripture. But Paul was saying that this was not, you know, this wasn't what he was all about, and this wasn't why he was called, you know. And it's in the 17th verse, it was telling us how the Jewish the expectation for the Jews they were looking for a Messiah, you know. And Paul wrote that the preaching of the gospel is a powerful revelation of God's power to save, despite appearing as foolish to those who choose to perish in sin. This means that, you know, Paul is saying here that, you know, we all know it seems to others, it seems like because we believe in Jesus Christ, and we believe that he did die and was resurrected, you know, that seems foolish to some people. But, you know, it's foolishness to the ones that don't believe. But if you do believe, that means that you do have wisdom. And Paul supported his claim by using Isaiah 29 and 14 in the 18th verse. When he said in 18 verses, said, "For the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And the 19th verse says, "For it is written," this is referencing to Isaiah, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the intelligence I will frustrate." So, you know, Paul summarized Isaiah 29:14 to emphasize a point Jesus also made. You know, that God's ways of thinking is not like the world. And we can spend a lifetime, you know, accumulating wisdom and never have a personal relationship with God. We must come to Christ to learn the important truth. You know, we can know all things. We can have all kinds of degrees. We can have all kinds of master skills. And we can be the great orators. We can be great preachers, but if we do not have the wisdom that of Jesus Christ, you know, him crucified, you know, then we are the foolish. But and people on the outside, to them, we are the foolish ones. But we know that through Christ, by him, you know, that we are saved. And it doesn't matter, God. And you don't have to have a PhD degree. And I think the songwriter says you don't have to be able to sing like angels. You don't have to be able to preach like Paul. But you can just tell the love of Jesus and say that he died for all. Paul explained the different effects of preaching of the gospel. You know, some anticipate highly intellectual rendering of God's word. That means that, you know, some people, you know, they want someone with a very high education and who can spew out a lot of different, have a very wide vocabulary, and they have the esteemed doctorate degree. You know, they have all kinds of been to all the different theologies and they just know a lot, you know, and that the scribes and the Pharisees were these type people, but the scribes and the Pharisees, they were foolish and not believing in Jesus Christ, you know. And others that some expected a royal Messiah or a military conqueror, you know. But God sent a Messiah who gave his life and rose from the dead. And foolishness to those who miss the spiritual meaning of the sacrifice. And so what we have to understand, you know, back in that time, you know, the Jews thought the Messiah would be a conquering king, you know, with signs and miracles. And Jesus did not restore David back to the throne as they were expected. So they didn't want to believe in him, you know. So, but Paul is letting them know that, you know, that's the foolishness. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified, then that's the foolishness. And it seemed like foolishness to them. But to us, we know that it's the power of God. So we have to understand that, you know, the impact or the effect of those who believe in salvation through Christ to God. And for those who count it as foolishness, it is a sin leading to final condemnation from God. So we have to understand that when we believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified, then we are getting ready to go back with him, you know, to be sit on his throne with him. And the ones that's on the outside not believing, to them, they say it's foolish. Some people say, why do you do this? Why do you do that? You know, they're questioning everything you do and how you're doing it. They don't have any, what you do when they see you going to church, when they see you going to Sunday school, when they see you paying your tithes and offerings, when they see you praying and fasting and all the things that, you know, you do, you know, and they see you reverencing God, giving him praise, giving him glory, to them it's foolishness. And they'll say, it doesn't take all that. Why you're doing all that? But we know that it's the power of God. And if, by faith, the 22nd through the 25th verse reads, Jews demand signs, and the Greek look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. We see that Paul is saying here, you know, the Jews, now they demanded signs, and the Greeks looked for wisdom. None of them accepted Christ as the Messiah. But we preach, Paul here is saying, but we preach Christ crucified, you know, and that's a stumbling block to the Jews, and it looked like foolishness to the Gentiles, as I have already stated, you know. And so, but to whom God has called, both Jews and the Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than the human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than any human strength. So, you know, the Greeks and the Jews who had their own ideas and notions about the Christ and how he would come, and, you know, and they were inclined to reject him. Because he didn't come like they thought he should come. You know, they thought that he was going to come and he was going to restore David's throne. Some of them wanted him to build up an army and, you know, and be a strong military. But most they rejected him because he was executed you know, like a criminal. They thought, well, if he's the Messiah, why would he die the way he did? And that's their zeal to know God on their own terms. They completely overlooked him, you know, just because he wasn't like they thought he ought to be. You know, and sometimes, you know, that's what we get misconstrued, thinking that when God don't do what we think he ought to do, God doesn't act the way we think he should act. And the scripture I read is telling us, you know, that our thoughts and God's thoughts, they are so far apart that they would never connect. How we think and how God thinks, it would never connect. We can't fathom, you know, the miraculous God that he is. You know, if we look through it through our human eyes, it's going to always look foolish to us. If we look through it through our natural, it's going to always look foolish to us. You know, that's why we say it's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. No, I don't see it. You know, I don't see it, but I believe it. You know, the little boy was flying the kite, the story about the little boy flying the kite, and the man saw the little boy had the string, and the man looked at the little boy, and he couldn't see the kite, and the little boy was just going with his string, you know, with the tug with the string, and the man said, I don't see a kite, I don't see a kite, and the man said, well, how you know that the kite is still on there? And the little boy told him, said, I know because I don't see it, but I can feel the tug on this kite. And so that's the way it is with God. You know, they say, I can't see the Lord, but I can feel it. And, you know, and so when we try to interject our own feelings and try to interject our own thinkings about Christ and him being crucified, then that's foolishness. Then it becomes to be foolishness to us. But we have to understand that God is wiser than the wisest man, and God's weakness is stronger than the mightiest of men. God is all. God is omnipotent. You know, God is everything. He is more than we can imagine. He is more than we can even think about. And why we think it's foolishness is because we do not have. Once you get a relationship with him, then it won't be foolish to you. It'll be foolish to people on the outside. It'll look foolish to them. They don't know why God would take somebody like me or somebody like you and use them to build his kingdom. They're thinking, why did he not use all these? They're looking at on the other side. But God is going to look at, and he's going to use someone where when he comes down, they're not going to be able to get into his glory. He's going to get it all. And for our last one is 26 through the 31st verse. It said, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. That's it. We don't have anything to boast about. You know, and I know people are looking at you saying, you know, trying to figure you out. But, you know, just tell them, don't try to figure me out. You know, I have, you know, Christ on my side. God chose me, not because I was wealthy. Christ chose me, not because I had some high standards, not because I was rich. God chose me, not because I had I was a genius or anything like that. He chose me because he needed somebody that he could use that wouldn't boast. And because we look at ourselves, we see that we don't have anything to boast on ourselves. We have to give God all the credit. I could not do anything on my own. I have to rely totally on Jesus Christ. You know, so therefore, all the glory, all the honor belongs to him. You know, we can't do anything of our own. We just have to thank God. God, I thank you for choosing me. You know, I thank you. Sometimes we act like we chose God, but no, he chose us. It's a blessing that God offers salvation, not based on our achievement, but based totally on himself through Jesus Christ's death. You know, therefore, you know, we have to glory in God, not of ourselves, for God gathered each one of us to himself through Christ by his wisdom, making us righteous, holy, and redeemed. And we have to be thankful for that, you know. You know, God's grace is so amazing that it continues to puzzle those who think they are qualified to analyze and comprehend God. For generations, people have tried to, in vain, to create their own plans and pathways to salvation based on what seemed reasonable in their own minds. Salvation begins and ends with God's love, grace, and wisdom. No living soul, past or present, has ever imagined a better plan of salvation than the one God has already given through Jesus Christ. So let us continue to give God the glory. Let's continue to give him the praise, you know, for choosing us, our frail, you know, our weak self, but he still chose us, and we give him glory, and we give him honor because we know he's worthy of all the honor and all the praise. And so I know on the outside, it looks foolish to them how we serve God, how we praise, how we honor him, how we do what we do for the Lord. It's foolish to them because they're on the outside and they do not understand. Again, we want to thank you for joining us on our Thursday Bible study. We hope something has been said and done today that will encourage you to keep on keeping on, or if you have not received the Lord as your personal Savior, that you might receive him as your personal Savior. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to be the big eye. You know, there are no little you. You don't have to be the most intelligent. All you have to be is the most willing and the most humble. If you have any questions, you can write us at Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. Or you could go to our website at LincolnParkChurch.com. Thank you again for listening to our Thursday morning Bible study. Reverend Kearney.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at LincolnParkChurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
Days.
to build an ark. How many know about that? You already know the story. He told him how to build it. He told him what to build it with. Huh? And he told Noah that it's going to rain. After why? And a lot of folk didn't pay Noah no mind, but Noah kept on building on the ark. See, when God gives you a mission, you're not supposed to stop. You got to keep on building. They didn't believe Noah, but after a while, the rain started to fall.
Dropping and dripping, oh,
folks think that the rain from the sky is the only rain that can fall. But when you got trouble in your home, that's rain. When you got tears in your eyes, ain't that rain? Ain't that rain? Ain't that rain? What a wonderful,
what a wonderful
change in my life.
I can love my enemies.
Yeah, you better play.
You said the day.
Yeah.
Why we give you
Oh, that's Pastor Mike right there, Pastor Mike. And, you know, look, the brother said it's already mine. We are right at 20 minutes after the hour. And as we give God the praise, the glory, and honor through songs and the word of God, look, I want to invite you to our NFI television gospel broadcast. That's right. We are in Georgia every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., 1 hour of the very best in gospel videos around the world, the old, the new quartet and contemporary gospel videos just for you. And I'll be hosting their program this coming Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. And if you haven't had a chance to lock in, if you love the old and the new music, then you need to lock in. And in order for you to catch the wave on our television broadcast on Saturdays at 4, if you're in Georgia, you can lock in with us on DeKalb Channel 25. That's DeKalb Channel 25. And if you're not in Georgia and you want to catch us, you can live stream us every Saturday. Simply go to DeKalb25.com. It's just that simple. Again, if you want to live stream us anywhere in the world on Saturdays at 4 o'clock p.m., simply go to DeKalb25.com. Now, some of you have a smart TV, right? And that's amazing, you know, how the smart TV, you're able to get anything that you get on your computer or your laptop, you can get it on your television, and you can watch our broadcast on TV if you have a smart TV. So those of you who have a smart TV and you know how to set your television where you can lock in and see great gospel videos, you can see it and watch it also on TV if you're out of state as well. Just set your television up and go to the internet, and you can watch us right there on your TV. All right, well, look, let's get back with more great gospel music. Got some more great news for you. We are so excited. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to tell you about this one. We'll be back after several more songs here from the NFI Studios live in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you.
I know they said it fades, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know they said it fades, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know they said it fades, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
Yeah, my daddy seen him, my mama seen him, grandmama seen him, my auntie seen him, my daughter seen him. Tears of the generation, they drop on the mausoleum. Steps in this warfare like the sands of the Colosseum. Can't trust my emotions, feelings coming, then feelings go. Searching for a sign because we buy when they sell us hope. Looking beyond the stars through the lens of a telescope. We really want a genie, not a god that'll tell us no. Think about it, if we could control God, we would string him up. Puppet masters manipulating what he could touch. Just need somebody that we could trust. I promise prayer really works, just not the way that you think it does. Yeah.
I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
I don't always understand God's reasons. I just know it's hard to understand them in dry seasons. Guess I gotta wrestle with the facts and SOS when I feel trapped. Don't wanna hear another song about my season. I just wanna lock into engage with the weary minds. Dive into the deep with broken and teary eyes. I just gotta wrestle with the skeptics while I listen to the questions. Like all those years of oppression, man, where was God? I get it though. If God would fix everything, that would make him appealing. But since he can, but he doesn't, that makes him a villain. Dang, I'm in my feelings. Shit. Cause I ain't got all the answers, but I can't walk away. Nah.
I know the failing phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the failing phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the failing phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
The King of Glory.
heart cries, this looks like the end. I remind myself that we serve a God of victory and say, I know my God will triumph once again. Turn to your neighbor and say, my God.
Let the Holy Ghost come on down, huh? All right, we are right at 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Got more just like that coming your way again. Want to thank all of you so much for joining us on this wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you again so much for catching the wave.
Come on down, hey, Lord, let your heart.
you hear us cry, holy is Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in presence, and you see your people on one accord. I can't wait.